And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 10th of June, 2011. It's the birthday of Saul Bellow, born in Lachine, Quebec, 1913, parents immigrants from Russia. His father worked in a bakery. He delivered coal. He was a bootlegger as well. When Saul was 9 years old, the family moved to Chicago, which would become the setting of many of Bellow's novels. He said there was always plenty of space in Chicago. It was ugly but roomy, plenty of opportunity to see masses of things, a large view, ample grayness, ample brownness, big clouds. The train used to make rickety speed through the violet evenings of summer, over the clean steel rails, through the backyards of Chicago, with their gray wooden porches, the soiled gray stairs, the clumsy lumber of the trusses, the pulley clotheslines. He went to Northwestern, studied anthropology and sociology, went to work for the Chicago branch of the WPA Writers Project. He was working on a novel called Reuben Whitfield, ended up abandoning that, wrote a second novel, The Very Dark Trees, in 1942. He was working part-time for the Encyclopedia Britannica when his first novel came out in 1944, Dangling Man, which got good reviews. He went off, he served in the Marines, published a second novel, got a Guggenheim, moved to Paris, wrote the book that would make him famous, The Adventures of Augie March, 1953. He started writing the book in Paris, but Bellow said, "It was Chicago before the Depression that moved my imagination, not misty Paris with its cold statues and its streams of water running along the curbstones." Augie March begins, "I'm an American, Chicago born, Chicago, that somber city, and go at things as I have taught myself, freestyle, and will make the record in my own way. First to knock, first admitted, sometimes an innocent knock, sometimes a not so innocent, but a man's character is his fate," says Heraclitus, "and in the end, there isn't any way to disguise the nature of the knocks by acoustical work on the door or gloving the knuckles." It was on this day, 1881, Leo Tolstoy, at the age of 52, having written his two great novels, War and Peace and Anna Karenina, set off on a pilgrimage to the Optinopustin Monastery. He was famous, he was wealthy, had a big family, land, money. It all seemed empty to him. He had trouble sleeping, unable to write, contemplated suicide. So he took a walk in the woods, and he found God. He wrote, "At the thought of God, happy waves of life welled up inside me. Everything came alive, took on meaning." He renounced meat, sex, alcohol, fiction, tobacco, dressed like a peasant, wanted to give all of his money away, which made his wife Sophia very unhappy. Here's a poem for today by Mae Swenson. Question. Body, my house, my horse, my hound, what will I do when you are fallen? Where will I sleep? How will I ride? What will I hunt? Where can I go without my mount, all eager and quick? How will I know in thicket ahead is danger or treasure, when body, my good, bright dog, is dead? How will it be to lie in the sky, without roof or door, and wind for an eye, with cloud for shift, how will I hide? Question by Mae Swenson from Nature Poems Old and New, published by Houghton Mifflin Company and used by permission of the literary estate of Mae Swenson here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.